Welcome to this week's episode of Warren's World, right here on 91.1 WEDM.
This is 91.1 WEDM. This is another edition of Warren's World. Today, I am here with a special guest.
Jumani Broadnax.
Okay, and we're here to talk about yearbook. And so, for starters, can you tell us some things about yearbook?
Yearbook is just something we put out every year to detail what the student body has done all year, from ranging from sports to really anything like choir. We also like to talk about the things that were going on at the time, so when people are looking back on it, they can like think about like, oh yeah, that was popular then, or yeah, I remember wearing that.
Okay. What is some of the biggest tasks of your book?
I think the biggest task is like trying to find like what the students will be into of that year, like what kind of things people actually want to look back on. So people like think it's really worthwhile to buy it.
Is it hard to like choose what groups you wanna pick out for pictures for your books and creating it, or no?
Yeah, it's hard because there's only so much space that we have, and there's so many organizations that go on throughout the school. Even like within those organizations, they have so many pictures, and we still have like just a limited amount of space we can choose the pictures they provide for us.
Okay. How do people join your book?
Sometimes you can go through the journalism class, and then you can join the yearbook the year after that. Or if Miss Williams, the advisor, she thinks that you're ready for it, she can have you join that first year.
Okay. For journalism, what grade level do you have to be in? Like, for this class I'm in, I have to be a junior and senior, and sometimes maybe even a sophomore.
For the first class, journalism, you can be anything from a freshman through senior. All you need is at least like a C or above in the previous year's English class, and then you can join right away.
Okay. So another question is, can you tell us like what do you mostly like about your book?
I enjoy that we're putting something together that everyone can enjoy and sit down and look at, especially because I've been looking through the yearbook since like I've been in middle school. We've always had one, so I enjoy like being able to like be a part of that and actually get like information into that that would be accurate and that people would actually like, because sometimes I'm there like no one really cares about that, but now I have a power over it.
Okay, is it hard trying to like get seniors to cooperate in it? Because I know sometimes some people doesn't like being in a yearbook at all and rather not be.
Yeah, that's hard sometimes. Like, people really, like, don't want their picture. Some people try to, like, talk to get their picture changed or removed. You know, sometimes, like, when you talk about a specific story, some people, like, don't want, like, they don't want their picture. And they're like, oh, I think that looks bad. It's just sometimes hard to get, like, students to cooperate. But some students are, like, more than willing to help.
Okay. How long does it take to make the crest of for the yearbooks?
The yearbook, the creation of the yearbook usually takes about, like, from the beginning of the year to spring break. So we're almost done here, and like now is like we break it down to little sections of like what's going on then. We try to like break it off so we have something to do all year.
Okay, and when are you guys going to start having seniors take their senior yearbook quotes and stuff?
Oh, we had that done at the beginning of the year so we could already have that page well and submitted. And then we have the senior photos that were taken by Life Touch that we had already in the book as well.
Okay, so you guys plan to hit. Okay, and where can you purchase your yearbook at?
You can purchase your yearbook at the bookstore or online, or you could also go through Miss Williams. She usually has a page that someone could fill out, and then she can submit that order for them.
Okay. Well, thank you, Mr.
Broadnax.
Broadnax, for being here. This is another One World's Editions, and we were here to cover about One's World, and I appreciate it. This will go out to all the family members of Warren Central Warriors.
That'll do it for Davion's Warren's World. Now on to Camry with Polar Bear.
Welcome to this edition of Warren's World. It's Camry here.
And it is Maurice.
Of course, and always. And this time we are going to be talking about I-STEP tips. This is the second round, the second week of I-STEP. So, you know, give me a little tip.
Yeah, I think it's really weird because I remember taking I-STEP, but no, I no longer take it. But the biggest strategy, I guess, or the tip that worked for me was getting enough sleep, because when your body is so tired, it doesn't want to function properly. And it takes out, they say it takes around like at least 30 minutes to an hour to wake your body up after you've woken up, but it just takes a little bit, you know. So you need to wake up on time. You need to be able to get enough sleep, eat dinner, because like those things will affect the next day.
Right. And if you don't start off with a nice healthy breakfast in the morning, how will I be able to focus on taking this test if my stomach is growling in the middle of the test? I'm gonna be thinking about my belly.
Right.
I'm not going to be thinking about.
Right. Which rolls us into the second tip, which is because you need to be able to eat a healthy breakfast. Because if you go into a test thinking that you're not hungry, try to eat something, because your body is going to like not be able to focus until you've had food. It's like, and I think that's for us too, and just in general too. Like when you're hungry, you can't focus until you eat.
Right. Like if you're gonna run a marathon, you need some food, you need energy.
Right.
And you just need to eat dinner as well. And eating dinner, eating breakfast is not a bag of chips. It's not a honey bun. No, I'm talking about an apple, some oranges, a nice, good, healthy cereal. Not that Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Get you some Honey Nut Cheerios.
We're
trying to be strong. We're trying to be healthy. And I know my teachers, they used to always give out peppermints because peppermints, something with the mint flavor, like, it gives like...
assimilates your brain.
Yeah. It gives assimilation. Like if you're feeling sick or something, you eat peppermint, like the peppermint smell, like that's put it around my house so it can because it smells good, it tastes good, it's really
which rolls me into the rolls us into the second tip, which is smelling like a perfume or like a cologne or something that kind of makes you think a little bit, like when you take tests, it's good to spray yourself before you take the test, and then it kind of like stimulates your brain because it kind of remembers the time you were either studying during the time that you could have been using that perfume, if you, if that makes sense. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so when you're studying for the test, like, have a certain scent, and then you'll be like, because it can stimulate your brain to, oh, this is what X plus Y equals whatever equals. I get what you're saying.
Yeah, and I think, like I said, peppermints are really good, and, you know, just having a healthy breakfast and those, like, the basic things, because you want to be able to take care of your body, because if you don't take care of your body will most likely start rejecting the things that you give it, because it's not used to it, you know, like.
Yeah.
So, like, it's weird because sometimes we don't always eat in the morning because it's like, you know.
It's the morning. I'm not really hungry.
Yeah, I'm really hungry. But then it will affect you down the road during the day. And it's like. Then it makes
you're drained and you're.
Yeah, you're tired. Yeah.
And it's just too much. The next tip I would say is make sure you dress nice.
Yeah.
If you're dressing down and looking kind of bummy, you're having your bum day because it's ISAP testing, you want to relax, make sure you dress nice, because if I know, if I dress nice, if I look good,
you feel sophisticated.
Right, I feel good, and I'm going to be ready to start my day, ready to start off nice, and it's always nice to get a compliment throughout the day, because who doesn't like compliments?
Come exactly, on. And I mean, it makes you feel good after someone gives you a compliment about what you're wearing.
You're like, ooh, okay, I look good, I feel good, and I'm ready to get in, ace this test, and do what I need to do to get up out of here.
Right, and it's really, it's really funny, because if you dress bummy, you're going to feel...
like a bum.
Yeah, it's not like... to be
mean,
you know,
anything,
it's just to it's be just, like, because if you feel like you're slouchy and lazy, like you're at home, you're gonna feel unmotivated, you're not gonna feel like you're doing your best. Yeah,
like you can still dress comfortable, but dress for the occasion,
right?
Like, just instead of wearing, swap those sweatpants out for some jeans, some comfortable loose jeans,
right?
Swap that rat-a-tatted t-shirt for a nice clean like polo t-shirt, like something like that,
just something simple. It doesn't have to be like all out,
right? You ain't gonna wear a suit and tie or something, right? But just like when you feel good, you look good. So I would say the next tip is make sure you ask questions. If you don't ask questions during the test, how will you be able to function? Like,
or like, I mean, like, not during the actual test, but during like the study, like, you know how they do the study?
Oh, yeah, like the study guides and stuff?
Yeah, like, make sure to ask questions, because those questions are so important. And if you forget something on the test, you could have been like, oh, I should have answered that question. I should have asked that question. It's like, you know.
Just if you need help, ask for it. Don't be afraid to ask for help. Help, get it when you can, get it when you need it. Because a teacher, they probably can't, like, tell you, explain to you full in depth how to do something during the ISTEP, because it's the ISTEP.
Right.
When you're going over your study guide, ask anything you don't understand. It don't matter if it's as simple as 2 + 2. If you think it's 6, get some help, baby, because it's going to be 4 all the time.
Yeah. I think because it's like, if you don't, you would feel so much more comfortable studying than not studying, because when you don't study, it causes you to get really nervous when you start taking a test.
Right,
because
I know I just had an essay, and I was kind of nervous about it because I didn't know what it was over.
Yeah.
And it was just a little nerve-wracking. But after I got done with it, I was like, it wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
I'm pretty decent on that essay. So
yeah, right.
But what else I would say is, if you're nervous about studying by yourself, study with a group.
Yeah.
A group of people, you can always do feedback off of everybody. Somebody might know something you might not know, and vice versa.
Right. And that's important too. Make sure you're surrounding yourself with people who are willing to help you study rather than your friends, because your friends can be a distraction. Not that that's a bad thing, but especially during a test, you really want to get, you want to do your best on, because if you do your best, you won't ever have to take it again. And if you can graduate and meet to the next level.
Right. Because there's a lot of people taking it that might not, might will graduate, but it's still an option that you really need to take seriously.
Yeah.
That's another tip. Take it seriously. This is not a joke. Like, you cannot do some things that you want to do
if you don't pass that test.
Right. Like, there's multiple chances for you to take it, so there's not nothing to be nervous about, but
always do your just
try to strive to be the best you can do, because it's not a joke.
Right. And it's like, if you take it, if you think of it as a joke and you don't take it as serious, you'll feel unmotivated. And that's the thing about not feeling motivated. Meaning you're unmotivated means that you're not going to want to do it. You're not going to put your best effort into it, because then it'd just be like, oh, this is whatever. I'll take it again next year. Why not just try your best now and hopefully do the best you can, and some way, somehow you'll pass.
Exactly. I mean,
and another tip is, don't beat yourself up when you don't, you know.
If you don't pass this time.
Yeah.
There's chances for you to take it. You can always improve. That's what goes back to the other tips. Study.
Right.
If you know, okay, I'm good on this part, I don't need to study that. Don't
focus on that.
Right. Yeah. Don't focus on the easy stuff. Okay, yeah, I know how to do it. Do the stuff that you don't know how to do that's hard, that's intimidating, that seems a little scary.
You know, because those intimidating things just kind of, they become our limitations. But when you understand that those things can be solved and those things could help you reach your best self, in my case, it's just, it makes you feel so much better after you tried. And it's like, you know, even if I didn't do as well as I did on the test or as well as I thought I did, I still put my effort out there, and it still felt good to know that I was trying.
And then the next tip I would say is, make sure you're not rushing through a test. Make sure you're taking it very serious and not just, oh, I don't want to be here, so I'm not going to do it. And be like, I don't need this. Yes, you do need it. Anything can happen in the future. So don't just rush through the test and just get through it just to get through it and just so you can go to sleep.
Right.
Like, it's, that's not.
Right. It's no, there's no reason for that. And when you just, when you take time to study and you don't take time to, I guess, nap, you realize that you can do it. And it sounds really corny and cliche, but you can. It's when we start doubting ourselves when we don't feel like we're doing our best. So, you know. So doubting yourself before you go into the test is like the worst way to know that you're not going to do it.
Right. Speaking into existence. Yeah. Yes, right. I'm going to pass this test. We're going to ace it. Right. Yes, we're not going to be back here next semester, because period, we're going to pass it. And I would say another tip is, make sure you're not being distracted. I know there's so many things that are distraction, from TV to laptops to cell phones, iPads, everything else,
all siblings. The technology.
Right. So many technologies right out here right now. I would say, if you're going to study, for me, the best way to study is pen and paper.
Yes.
Because if I do on my phone, I'm not getting no work done, period.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a pen and paper person too. But if it's like, if I surround, I have to like turn off my electronics, I have to turn everything off.
Right, put it in the other room, give it to my parents, anything. Yeah.
Just so you know that you're taking the best effort you can to study.
Right, I might be a little bored, like, dang.
Yeah, but it's like, in the long term, short term it'll feel like you're not making progress. But long term, when you take that test, after you study for
see them results.
You know that it pays off. And when you take the time to do those things, and I know we keep talking about this, but study so hard, because like, it may seem like it's not worth it, but studying, it'll benefit you long term. Like
it's
it's the key to success. It's the key to just trying and studying and doing research about things you don't know.
Exactly. Like, and especially if, okay, so your teachers might not always be the nicest or give you the best advice. There's so many
resources.
Resources out there that you can use to help you study if you aren't getting the material that you need.
And when you said YouTubers, it kind of made me think of, like, don't let, you know, social media be a distraction, because we're so consumed by the media, but it's like, we would rather spend hours on and watching YouTube videos.
Right, watching dumb little videos of cats falling off.
Yeah. And rather than study, because then we completely blindside our view of doing our best. So,
education, well, knowledge is the key to power. So if you want to do big, great things, if you want to be that little rapper, that little this, little whatever, and if you want to be a doctor, if you want to be somebody that makes a difference in this world, a motivator, a motivated speaker, like,
you have to work for
this. You have to have that knowledge. So how are you going to pass this test if you can't do research on it?
Right.
Because it's just, it would be, you got to start from somewhere.
Yeah, it would be a waste of time not to study, because if you know that you can study, take the time. I mean, if you know you have to work, make sure you're letting your, you know, bosses know that you need to be home because you have to study for a test. And it's a graduation requirement, because when we talk about those things in our, you know, life outside of school, we speak it into existence.
Mm-hmm.
So we know that we can pass that test. We know we can study because we know we are creating that time.
Yeah. And then the last and final tip I would say is take notes.
Yeah.
And just post them anywhere.
Right. Which kind of ties into the studying, but take notes. Like, write down things so many times to the point where you don't forget it, because it sounds really crazy to do that, but it's such a smart idea, because you won't forget it as well as you, because you'll be like, oh, I wrote this down. I remember writing this down at that time. Or just maybe you don't even remember the time. Maybe you just remember when writing it down so many times that it just sparks a memory, and it sparks like a, you know, a thought in your head to get to the next problem, or, you know, do your best.
Because I know I do, to help study, I write down bullet points.
Yeah.
Like if I'm, today I was writing an essay, we had to have like three main topics. So I wrote down my three main topics and then bullet points in those topics so I don't forget. So I can always go back. Oh, this is what I was talking about during this. Oh, I can't remember another example. Here's another example, because I bullet pointed and went back. Right. So I backtracked. So just stuff like that, little stuff like that to help you study and help you pass that test, because it's always going to be something that you won't remember. But if you always have like that key note, that key word, that key bullet point, you'll always be able to come backtrack and find out what you need to do to pass that and succeed.
Right.
Well, thank you for tuning in for this episode of Warren's World for iStep Tips. You can catch us
next week.
But thank you for listening. Bye.
Bye.
Coming up next is East Warren's World, so stay tuned.
What up, what up, you guys? It's your girl, DJ Z, back at it again for the hour. And wait, we go through this every time. This isn't on air. This is Warren's World. And cute intro. I don't got an intro. Let's get into it. Okay, so I am here with a wonderful young lady. Introduce yourself.
I'm Marietta Williams.
And what are you here to talk to me about?
I'm here to talk to you about the Spanish Speaking Club at Warren Central.
Ooh. So, what is the Spanish Speaking Club?
The Spanish Speaking Club, a lot of people like to mix it up with the Spanish Club, but in this club we speak only Spanish, or we try to. And we try to learn about cultural aspects of different countries and eat foods from those different countries and just get to know one another in the club.
Nice. How did you wind up in Spanish Speaking Club?
I took level 4 Spanish last year, which is the dual credit where we were only allowed to speak Spanish or it would take off parts of our grade.
Dang.
And yeah. And the teacher basically asked us, last year was the first year, and he asked us to be a part of it.
Nice. So how's the atmosphere with the other members of the club?
Well, the atmosphere, it's a little tense because a lot of the people in the club are new to speaking Spanish. So they're a little bit nervous to be speaking Spanish at first, and they don't know how to say certain things, or they're embarrassed to speak Spanish in front of native speakers or people who are more fluent.
What was your biggest challenge of Spanish Speaking Club?
My biggest challenge was being able to speak Spanish in front of other people, because it's one thing to practice at home or just in a classroom setting versus in a club where there's people who aren't in your same grade level or people who you've never met before.
What was I going to add? What do you think your biggest triumph with Spanish Speaking Club was?
My biggest triumph is that now I'm more confident when I'm speaking Spanish, and I understand that I understand my capabilities, so I can have I can hold a conversation with a Spanish speaker for long enough to the point where I can know what I'm saying and understand them.
Nice. So you said that speaking in front of people is different than practicing. So how long do you practice?
Well, not like and not like I go home and like stand in front of the mirror and like practice Spanish, but like listening to Spanish music or watching shows that have Spanish, or just like speaking Spanish with my coworkers or friends that I have in my free time outside of the classroom.
How did Spanish Speaking Club help you in life?
Spanish Speaking Club helped me in life because in aspects like my job, you'll have people who come in who aren't able to speak Spanish, and it helps me as a person and helps me as an employee to be able to communicate with them, and it makes them feel better that somebody's able to understand them instead of being confused when they come in.
Do you think more people should join Spanish Speaking Club?
I definitely think more people should join Spanish Speaking Club. There's food. It's a nice atmosphere, and it's really just it's good to learn about other cultures and to practice your ability to speak other languages.
Has being in Spanish Speaking Club broadened your perspective on life?
Yes, it definitely has. It's made me want to travel abroad when I go to college next year, and it's made me just see that there's more than English. There's more than America.
So you're a senior?
Yes, I'm a senior.
Last year, class 2K19, same. It's just you look way more well put together than I do. But what was I going to ask you? So what is something that you would want to say to the upcoming class, the class that's coming in after you?
Can I say it in Spanish?
Sure.
I don't know if you understand. Si quieres mejorar la vida o aprender otra lengua, debes tratar cada día y debes continuar, aunque a veces va a estar difícil o otras cosas. So basically, I was just saying that you should always try to learn more Spanish, and you should always try to better your life by putting yourself out there and learning more things and having more opportunities. So.
That was dope. I wish I knew more than one language. So you said you want to travel abroad. Is there any specific place that you want to go?
Well, I'd like to travel to Mexico, but in most cases, colleges don't let you travel to Mexico because it's not really an ideal place to have college students go. So maybe Spain or just any Spanish-speaking country, really.
Nice. So, while you're in college, do you plan on continuing broadening your, like, understanding of the language?
Yes, definitely, because I've met a lot of people who are alumni now who have taken Spanish, like AP Spanish or the Level 4 Spanish here, and then when they get to college, they stop taking it, and they're no longer fluent in it, and I would really like to one day be completely fluent in Spanish.
That would be absolutely magnificent. Well, okay. That is all for this Warren's World. Thank you so much. It's cut short because I have a lot of things I have to take care of because procrastination is something that we all have. But that is it for this Warren's World. See you later, strangers.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's Warren's World right here on 91.1 WEDM.